Center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2. For gap, theft protection, or value protect claims, press 3. For all other claims, including towing reimbursement, rental reimbursement, or for customer service, press 4.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Melanie. Speak, how may I help you?
Well, how do you pronounce your name?
Melanie.
Oh, Melanie. Okay. Hi, Miss Melanie. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I had better days. Okay, Miss Melanie, the reason I was calling, because a guy hit my car, and I had to get it towed. But by the police, you know, towing my, having, you know, called the tow truck, they charged me $150, which, I mean, I had, thank God I had cash on me. But because it happened today, they said that I won't have a claim number until tomorrow. But guess what? My life didn't stop when I had the accident. It wasn't my fault either. It was the man's fault. But the thing about it is I got kids at school. They need to be picked up later on this evening, and I'm without transpo. So all my insurance, all my roadside assistant insurance, I also, they told me I also have rental on there, and I will pay for it and then be reimbursed for it, however, some kind of way. But my thing is that I'm asking, is it any particular people that I have to go through, and do I do this as personal, or do I do this as a claim for now?
Okay, we want to have it to assist you with this matter. Well, first thing first, let me just locate your policy to provide that information, okay? So what is your first and last name?
First name, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name, Jones.
All right, what's the address on the policy, Ms. Patricia?
118 South Highway 22A, Apartment 2, Panama City, Florida, 32404.
Okay. All right, Ms. Patricia, may I put you on a brief hold while I locate this policy, please?
Yes, ma'am. I got the ID number out there if you need it.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I have the, it's called, I have some codes over here in a memory number.
Oh, no, that's for towing, ma'am. Just let me locate your actual policy. One moment.
Okay.
Thank you for holding, Ms. Jones. Okay, Ms. Jones, can you verify the year, make, and model of the vehicle that's on the policy?
It's a Ford Fusion.
Okay, what year?
2011.
All right. What's the best callback number from you?
850-624-6112.
All right. Let me just verify that address with you one more time. So I got 118 South 22 A Highway, yeah, Parker, Florida.
No, it's 118 South Highway 22A.
Oh, they had it backwards. Sorry. Okay. Highway, let me just get that South Highway 22.
A.
A, okay. All right.
It's an Apple in his apartment, too.
Okay. Apartment, you say apartment 2?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me put that in as well. All right, sorry about that. That's why I want to verify that with the member, okay?
I got it right on my thing, on the paper.
Well, they just wrote it backwards on our policy. It's all there, but they just rearranged. Okay, so now you said that you were in an accident. Now, was it an accident with another vehicle, right?
Yes.
All right, what day did that happen?
Today.
Okay.
Pull up the police report.
All right.
Yeah, at 9:50 a.m.
Okay. Now, would you like to receive electronic notification if there's any changes in the claim status? Would you like to receive that through text or email?
Text.
All right. Just please, either or both. Okay. What's the email?
Patricia Jones, 315-65@gmail.com.
Okay. So it's your first and last name, 315-65@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But they're saying that I won't have a claim number till tomorrow. I guess after they process it, I got kids at school now.
I believe that's with your insurance. So
no, that's what police said. Oh, but he gave me the copy. You know, when we exchanged stuff with the other driver because he hit me. But it's just he said, well, give it 24 hours, then I have a claim number and all that. But, like I said, I'm looking like, okay, well, I had to get my car towed, but I got kids at school. They got to be picked up, like, today.
Okay, Ms. Jones, so let me just inform you, we're just an extended warranty company, okay? So we're setting up a claim for you for rental reimbursement because that's what I see here, okay? So basically, let me just explain to you what the policy covers. Now, of course, you will have to get the rental on your own, and you will submit some documents into us for reimbursement, okay? Now, it states here that your policy covers up to $25 a day for the maximum of 10 days, okay? Now, your policy covers the rental rate only. Your policy does not cover any taxes or fees or extra insurance. The policy covers up to $25 a day for the maximum of 10 days. Cover rental days are based on repair time listed on the estimate. And, of course, your rental must be from a licensed rental agency, such as like Avis, Hertz, or Enterprise, or Budget. Okay?
Okay, that was my second thing. I was just double-checking because I know they got like Turbo and all this other stuff. But okay.
Right.
So that's what I was trying to make sure that who I can get it from.
Right. So it's just a reimbursement. Okay.
Yes,
so I actually sent out some forms out to your email address. It's an affidavit of accident form. It needs to be filled out and sent back to us. Also, what we're going to need is we're going to definitely need that copy of that police report if that's one that's filed.
That.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And of course, the rental bill, the final rental bill. When you're done with the rental, we're going to need the bill from the rental with the proof of payment showing how you paid. Now, one other question. Was the vehicle able to be fixed or is it total loss?
Well, I had it towed to the tire company because from what it looked like, it was just going to be just my tire problem. But when it got there, because I just bought new tires and I had warranty on that, so I said, okay, I got two flat tires. Let me take it on up there. But the rim is actually messed up on it, on the driver's side. So the driver's side rim is damaged beyond, so they were like, we can't even put a tire on this rim. Then, as they lifted up, all my brake fluid, I have a hole in my brake brake pan, something about a pan under the bottom of your car, and they said they cannot do anything until after that gets fixed. Then, he said, and he thinks the radiator is got a hole in it too. Because what it was, the guy pushed kind of like he hit me and broke my mirror and damaged, you know, some side, you know, that side of the car. But I was trying to keep from going into a ditch and hitting a pole. So I swerved. Well, you know, I was just trying to just like gain control of my car and panicking at the same time because I'm a girl. And between the screaming and the yelling, and I finally like, okay, the ditch is not going to happen. The pole is not going to happen. But I was on the sidewalk, and I guess the way I was came up on the sidewalk, it punched something up under there, and I guess that's how that ended up happening.
Okay. All right.
And
so
then it was a hit and run, but they was, thank God it was the police coming the opposite way, and he seen the whole thing. And he went after the guy and caught him.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So with that being said, we're definitely going to need the body shop bill. So I actually sent out.
Yeah. So now I got to get it retold, and I'm probably going to, but they said the guys, the people, Precision Tunes, which was on the list, and they said they can't get it in till Thursday. So I'm going to have to pay.
Okay.
I'm going to have to call y'all to retow the car. I paid for the first one because the police called for a tow truck. And when they called for a tow truck, the guy, tow truck guy came. And when he came, he towed the truck, but he charged me $150 to tow it in cash. But I got a receipt for that, too.
Okay. So, as I stated, I sent the email out to you. The email.
Yes, ma'am. I got it.
Okay, it has a list of things that is needed as a reminder of what is needed for this claim in order to process for reimbursement, okay? So
okay.
It should have a claim number there as well. So if you need to call back and check status or have any questions in regards to the claim, you can provide that claim number, okay? Now, once we receive all of the documents that is needed for this claim, we ask that you do please allow 3 to 5 business days for my processing team to review all of those documents. Once all of them are reviewed, then we'll let you know. We'll send a notification letting you know if there's anything else needed or if the reimbursement check is going to be sent out to the address that's on the policy.
Okay?
So with that being said, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Okay. No, just a question. So I can go ahead and get a rental car since I do need one because that's on the car I had. And,
correct.
I was just trying to figure out, do I rent it today? Do I need to wait till tomorrow? However, this got to go on.
It can start from whatever you. It can. You can start whenever you need to get the rental. That's why we need the body shop bill because we're gonna put those days.
And when I call Enterprise, it asks, is it a claim or is it So right now it's not a claim. It's I rent it personal, right?
Right, because it's only a rental reimbursement. Correct.
So it's gonna be personal. So
yes,
not a claim
because. Yes.
Okay. That's what I was just okay. That's what I needed to know. Thank you. You've been so helpful. And so I fill this out and then I send this back to you. Do I send the pictures too or just hold on to them?
No, ma'am. We don't need the pictures.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Melanie. All right.
All right.
I'll be in contact with y'all as tomorrow. I have a claim number tomorrow, I guess.
Thank you for calling the claims department. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Hopefully it'll get better.
All right.
All right, thank you.